that, you know, that kind of lone wolf who's suffering and battling with mental health issues is really racialized, because Michael's adoptive father was from Libya. So, you know, some of the stories that are more explicitly racist tend to emphasize his dad's connection to Libya, the fact that he was, you know, apparently radicalized into Islam, all of those other kinds of narratives that try to link him to so-called, you know, radical political Islam and that Islamophobic response. But even the stories that emphasize his struggles with mental health and addictions, in those stories, because his biological mother is white, they tend to frame him as the lone white man, the white wolf who's suffering with mental health. So even that story, I would argue, even though it presents him in a more holistic way, in a more, you know, sort of sympathetic light, battling with his different mental health and addictions, even that tends to emphasize a kind of racist discourse as, you know, the lone white man who was lured into radical Islam due to his mental health struggles. So I think regardless of the kinds of stories that have come out about Michael, underpinning it is a racialized narrative of how the war on terror has played out, which is a really racist one that immediately targets Muslims,